Спасибо.
Thank you, Chairman, and thank you to Delegate for the clarification. We also understand the logic guiding our US colleague who suggests such wording. However, as I said, we do have a precedent for the adoption of this type of report with the language which was proposed from the beginning by the Secretariat and you, sir, with that the inclusion of the annex at the time of the adoption of the report, the document prepared by the chair with all of the details are from MX1. That said, if the delegations insist on switching this wording into the future tense, then we would not necessarily want a new precedent for adoption of reports whereby it is indicated that something is to be done in the future with this document being included as an annex to that report. Since, to be quite honest, our delegation is not familiar with such practice. We would then suggest not having the chair's document as an annex and simply restrict ourselves to a statement to the effect that in the future the chair will prepare in his personal capacity such a document. There's nothing preventing the chair from presenting that document separately, not within the framework of the report. In that event, then all of the formalities would be observed. There would not be any new procedural precedent being established for the adoption of reports within the groups, the meetings of experts of BWC. And as such, the points made by various delegations would be duly heeded. The Russian Federation stands ready to be flexible here. We stand ready to agree on the wording as proposed in adopted in 2018-2019. And in the future, the chair's document will be included with details of all of the discussions that took place in MX1. Or, under paragraph 25, reflect the notion that the chair will prepare such a review, not to be presented as an annex to the report, but as a separate BWC document. This is a possibility that could be entirely satisfactory to us. Thank you.